BBC News with David Austin. President Trump has said the agreement signed by the United States and the Afghan militant group the Taliban is an opportunity to end America's longest war. The U.S. will withdraw all 13,000 troops by next April if the Taliban abide by the terms of the deal. The chief Taliban negotiator said the militant group was committed to ending four decades of suffering. Greek police on the Turkish border have fired tear gas at thousands of migrants to deter them from entering Europe. 66 migrants were arrested, officials say. Turkey's president, Erdogan, said he'd opened the door for Syrian refugees to go to Europe. France's Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, says a proposed pension reform law will be pushed through Parliament by decree without giving MPs a vote. President Emmanuel Macron's attempt to radically overhaul France's pension system has resulted in months of protests. Health officials in Washington state have reported the first death from the new coronavirus in the United States. Three more unexplained cases not linked to travel abroad were reported on Friday, raising fears that the disease has started to transmit within the community. European nations are also scrambling to contain the spread of the virus. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he has full confidence in his cabinet in the wake of the resignation of a senior civil servant at the Home Office. Philip Rutnam said he intended to sue the government for constructive dismissal, saying there'd been an orchestrated campaign against him from within government. And Downing Street has announced that Mr. Johnson and his partner, Carrie Symons, are expecting a baby in early summer. The couple are now engaged. Mr. Johnson has five or six children, it's not sure which, from his two previous marriages and numerous affairs. That's the latest. BBC News.